Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Get ready to get fired up. If you've been struggling with complacency, inertia, if you just haven't been able to get things going and you want to make next year the best year of your life, this show is going to blow the roof off those issues. I want to introduce you to my friend. His name is Zach Evan Esch, and he's about to spit fire and drop bombs. You've probably heard him on the Spartan podcast that he does all the time there. You've maybe seen him on YouTube or Instagram. He has a huge following on social media because he shows up real, raw, and authentic. Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. And doesn't matter where you are starting out today or how you're finishing this year, you're going to get massive breakthroughs from the ideas in today's show. There's three big keys that Zach is going to drop, whether you're a corporate warrior that's kind of stuck and struggling, as Zach and I talk about on the call, or if you're an entrepreneur who's going through that roller coaster, the ups and downs, you're going to get through it with Zach's advice today. Now, Early to Rise Radio is ad-free because it's brought to you by my books, the Wall Street Journal bestseller Unstoppable, and my first game-changing book, The Perfect Day Formula. Now, Zach's favorite of those two is Unstoppable, and you can get a copy at freeunstoppablebook.com/podcast. Okay, so go to freeunstoppablebook.com/podcast to support today's show. And now let's get into it and find out just how the heck did Zach Evan Esch help Joe DeSena from Spartan Race get a New York Times bestseller, and how did he get influenced by Arnold Schwarzenegger back when he was in high school, and how on earth did Zach go to a Tony Robbins event at age 24, and what was the biggest lesson that he took away from him? You're going to learn all of that and more in today's show. All right, Zach, my man, welcome to the show. This is going to be amazing, brother.
I'm ready to rock the house, my bro. I'm pumped.
Now, listen, people have probably heard you on the Spartan Up podcast. You do something called the Spartan Way. Just tell us a little bit about that, for where people can find that and what you talk about on that show. And how the heck did you get into such a huge, huge world, the Spartan world?
Yeah, so great story of how that all happened. So Spartan Up podcast is basically their umbrella podcast. They have almost a new podcast almost every day of the week. I think we have five or six of them. The one that I do, as you said, is called Spartan Way. And basically what I do is I give a short podcast. Usually it's a standalone podcast, just myself, sharing some sort of lesson or experience that I've learned or I've gone through. But it's these quick, actionable, bite-sized pieces of information that get you moving forward. And I know that's something that you're big with is I feel that if you are waiting for the sun and the moon to align and you're waiting for perfect, then you will never move forward. And you always talk about how taking action is the best way to reduce your stress as an entrepreneur. And so the way the entire podcast started was years ago when Joe DeSena, the founder of Spartan, was writing his first book. I guess they had a book publicist. And I received a cut and paste email about this short bio of Joe. And then it was like, would you like to be on his podcast? So I emailed the person. And I said, that was the worst cut and paste job. But I said, of course, I would love to interview Joe for my podcast. I have another podcast that I do called the Strong Life Podcast. And so when they put me in touch with Joe, I said, Joe, you know what's interesting is I've known about you for a long time. But the only thing I know about you is that you raced the Iditarod and that you gave up you had this business on Wall Street. You gave it all up to move to Vermont. I said, I don't know anything about you. So I said, if you want to sell this book and make it a New York Times bestseller, then I'm going to tell you how to go about doing it. And the way I knew about doing it is all of this marketing and business knowledge I have, like just being on this interview, I remembered being on your first you had online super profits. I think
it
was like
back in the day. Yeah. We've known each other for nearly 20 years now. So
that's right.
Amazing to see your journey.
Years.
And you do have so much of that, you know, marketing wisdom you can pass on to a guy like Joe, who's running that. So eventually you guys got him to hit a New York Times bestseller with some of the strategies they used.
Yeah. So the first book, I think, did number two on New York Times, and he's released, I think, three books since then. And so basically I'm Joe's kind of behind the scene right-hand guy. And so when he's going to launch a project, or somebody he knows is going to launch a project or a book, they kind of connect with me. And I basically modeled it after things I've learned, learning from you, learning from Dan Kennedy, learning from Tim Ferriss, and just taking that stuff and putting it into action. And so Joe wanted me to be on the show. He didn't know what a podcast was, so I helped them start a podcast. We did a mini documentary. I got a film crew to come out to do a mini documentary, and got him on big podcasts like Tim Ferriss, guys like that. And then, you know, what was interesting, CB, this is real interesting, and I know you've seen both sides of this, was Joe was constantly saying, I need to pay you. How do I pay you back? What do I do? And we had been talking for a while, and I said, Joe, you know, when you do something for a friend, you're just not keeping score. You know, you and I are friends, and I'm helping you, and I don't need to keep score, or that's it. And then eventually what happened was, I think he loved everything that I had done for him with this behind the scenes stuff, that he's like, we need to move you into a paid role. And so when I travel to Vermont or travel wherever to do these podcasts, they pay me for that. And then I've done other things for him that he loves wrestling. So I started the first Spartan wrestling camp, and we got some big names to go out. Big names in the wrestling community, guys that have competed at the highest levels. And so I'm kind of like this behind the scenes guy that helps him take his passion into, you know, moving it into a way that spreads the word, to gets his message out there. His message is to rip a billion people off their couches. And so I travel up to Vermont every few months, usually every 3 months. And it's great. It's a wild ride. Who would have known that the guy that was started off posting signs to train with him on trees would be doing this? So it's funny.
Yeah, you've had a great journey. Now you're crushing the speaking world too, you know, working for corporations and stuff. So we're going to get to that in a second. But, you know, one of the main things we want to talk about today are the three missing factors that hold back both the corporate warrior and the hard-charging entrepreneur. Why do you feel so many people have lost their way today?
There's a couple of things, but the one big thing that I noticed, and I started picking up on this in my late teenage years, basically by the time I was 14, I became so obsessed with the gym, and being a young kid, seeing all the older guys in the gym, I'm looking at them as mentors. But then after, you know, you weigh 130 pounds, then I'm almost 200 pounds. It was interesting to see how those guys treated me differently. And the one thing I noticed when I got to my late teens were, some of these guys had these great physiques, or they were very strong in the gym. But then I guess I was bigger and older, and they started confiding in me and talking about how they lost their job or they lost this. And they were talking about all these tough things in their life. And there was a big disconnect for me. I said, wow, how could somebody have excellence in the gym, yet in financial areas or career areas, they were struggling? There was a big disconnect. And for me, what I always felt was, it's actually easier if you execute consistency of your excellence in everything you do. So if you're going to be excellent in the gym with your health and fitness, then take those lessons, take that strength, and apply it to career, apply it to relationships, apply it to family life, or vice versa. You've got a booming business, but your health is struggling. And so when those two areas are disconnected, you're operating basically below the speed limit. You can't really, you know, put the pedal to the metal. And so what I've always felt is that it's not just having a strong body. You got to have a strong mind and a strong body. They don't disconnect from one another. And when you have that commitment to excellence in both, then I feel like it's actually easier. It's less complicated. It's easier to grow your business. It's easy to get healthy, because both of the lessons you're applying for fitness or for business/career or family, they all are intertwined. They all require discipline. They require organization. They require effort and they require consistency. And so most people are kind of putting their effort into one area and not the other when it's just not that complicated. It's really as simple as saying, you know what? Let me make my commitment to excellence across the board.
Let's be honest. Arnold was your first teacher, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So talk about some of your favorite Arnold stories, you know, the ones that, that got you into bodybuilding at a young age and that kept you going. And then that, you know, I mean, that guy just supplied, he did exactly what you just said. You know, he took the Zach Evanesh lessons and said, well, if I can do this in the gym, I can do this in real estate. I can do this in acting. I can do this and this and that. So, you know, talk about the past, what you learned from Arnold, what you still learn from the guy today.
So the first book that I really dug into was his book, The Education of a Bodybuilder. I took that book out of the high school library. I think it was late freshman year, early sophomore year. And then I just kept signing the book out every 2 weeks, all the way until I graduated high school.
That's amazing.
I can't even recall how many times I reread that book. But the things that were hitting me the most was that he didn't listen to, as he always says, the naysayers. So he grew up in Austria. He starts, you know, falling into this bodybuilding and he has this huge, he's got this big picture plan for himself. He talks about dominating the world in bodybuilding and then becoming an actor. And everybody was telling him, Arnold, this is the wrong thing to do. You need to stay here in Austria and you need to get into the military. From there, you'll be a policeman like your father and you'll have this comfortable life. And he knew deep in his heart, like he just could not do that. So when he was in the military, he snuck out, he escaped, he climbed over the cinder block walls, took a train and competed in
Stuttgart. Stuttgart. We watch that every year at the entrepreneurship camp we do in Lithuania. It's the very last thing we watch on the final day. It's 15 minutes and it shows him stealing the potatoes. It's hilarious, man.
Yeah. And it's such a powerful lesson that you could apply to anything, right? So he's escaping. He knows that it's quote unquote against the rules, but he's willing to go, he's willing to get punished to do this very thing that's driving him. And when I was in my earlier years of being an entrepreneur, I went through this kind of like knowing what I wanted to do, yet there was people telling me not to do it because these were the early days of training athletes and opening up a warehouse gym. And a mutual friend of ours, Ryan Lee, told me, he goes, Zach, I think you were put on this earth to make people strong. And on the surface, it's like, oh, Zach will be a strength and conditioning coach. But what I learned from reading about Arnold and reading about people that take this unique ability, this unique genius, right, that Dan Sullivan talks about, is that you do not need to conform. You do not need to take your unique ability and just conform into the four walls and only be in this arena. And so seeing how Arnold went from dominating the world in bodybuilding and then going into the, you know, becoming an actor. And even while he was bodybuilding, he was investing in real estate. He purchased one or two apartments. Then he purchased the entire apartment building. He went back to college. And it was basically him attacking life. And here he is to this, you know, to this day in his 70s with a lot of the other actors who grew up around that time, like Sly. It's pretty evident that these guys, like their main thing is to move forward. You must consistently advance and conquer, because once you're still, it's like being comfortable is the enemy when you're trying to achieve success in any endeavor. And so Arnold really set the standard and set the tone for me. And I remember how much it inspired me, Craig. I don't know if you know this about me, but when I was 18, I went to visit my family in Israel. And I was going through this like depression time in my life.
You were bodybuilding hard at that time, right?
I had just finished freshman year in college. I was no longer wrestling. I was obsessed with bodybuilding, yet I was going through this like 6 month state of depression. And my brother was in the Israeli army and he tells me about this new little gym that opened up in our little town. And I go to the gym one night and this gym was like the size of like the upstairs of a small house. You know, it had the bench press was the squat rack. You would turn the uprights around. There was some dumbbells. And there was a cable crossover machine and like leg extension, leg curl. And I see the poster for young Mr. Israel, like 18 and under. And the owner says, he's like, look at you. Like, you can win this. It's 3 weeks away. You need to do this bodybuilding show. And for that week, I'm telling him, no, I don't want to do this. I'm not into this anymore. And while I'm in Israel, I also meet a friend of my brother's who's trying to get into the Israeli SEAL teams. And we start training together. And he says to me, he's like, Zach, you walk around like a zombie. He's like, I got to tell you. He's like, you're walking around like you're at a funeral. He's like, you've got to draw a line in the sand and you got to start saying that like every day is going to be a kick-ass day, that what is going to be great today? And you got to think everything's going to be great. And I remember waking up the next morning saying like, that's it. I am going to take control. I'm in charge. So the owner of the gym, I remember kind of gave me an ultimatum, ironically, that same night. He goes, the next time you come to this gym, you tell me yes or no, you're doing this bodybuilding show, not maybe, because this guy was one of the judges. So the next day, he's like waiting. I actually remember my family took us to the beach. I got to the gym at like 8 at night. He's the only guy in the gym. I meet him in the gym. His name was Avner, and I meet Joe. Joe wound up becoming a Navy SEAL in America. Wow. So Joe, it was like when Mickey and Rocky were like, you know, when Adrian's right. Like, I want you to win. So I said, he goes, what is it? Is it yes or is it no? And I said, yes, I'm going to compete. We had 2 weeks. We crushed the gym. And then we had these 2 weeks. We were training twice a day. And I remember when I came back from Israel, I gained 12 pounds in 2 weeks. And what I learned from that time was that my training didn't change, nutrition didn't change, but I gained 12 pounds of muscle because I changed my mindset. I changed my attitude. And who was I around? I was around Avner, crazy coach, and Joe, trying to be a Navy SEAL in Israel that became a SEAL in the States. And it's like, it taught me a few lessons. Number one, who you surround yourself with can completely change your life. This is something
crazy. That is crazy true, but that's a crazy story. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
I learned
when you
listed
those guys,
18,
you're like, how could you not succeed? Right.
That's right. At age 18, I learned that who you surround yourself with can change your life completely for better or for worse. And I also learned how the power of the mind, what you believe in, can completely transform physical health, physical strength. And also when you believe in yourself, you become unstoppable in the things that you're doing. Like, people cannot stop you when you believe in something with all your heart.
That is powerful stuff, dude. So I mean, yeah, you're a darn good storyteller. So yeah, I mean, I think the bottom line there is, hey, listen, people, it doesn't matter where you are in life, whether you're the corporate warrior, or the hard charging entrepreneur, you're the busy parent, you're a struggling author, you're a young person coming up through college, you have to be constantly moving. Now, Zach, we haven't even really covered the three missing factors that go on top of that. So let's go to number one about, you know, why people just don't get started and what happens when you do get started and what you attract and how that leads to great things in life. And walk us through a couple things in your life. I mean, I know you have an amazing wife. I remember we went to Jason Ferruz's wedding together.
Yes.
you guys gave me a ride. That was awesome. And she was just such a great joy to be around. You have, you know, how old are your kids now?
So my son is 11. My daughter's 13. And we celebrated
you know all about getting
anniversary.
Fast action.
Fast action. Time goes fast. And I think, you know, we're talking about mistakes, right? Is one of the big mistakes, CB, is waiting for perfection. And I think that story I shared with you, that experience of me training in this like really crappy gym, yet winning the Young Mr. Israel contest, I competed against about 20 kids. What it taught me was when I started my training business and same thing online business, I started them both at the same time, which was a little bit rare back then, was I didn't wait for perfection. I didn't wait to have my gym to start training athletes. I started training athletes out of my parents' backyard, out of their garage, and out of local playgrounds, okay? From there, it went to the first house my wife and I bought. Same thing, garage, backyard, playgrounds. Yet during that time, I was able to spread the message I had of strength and conditioning and training mind and body to worldwide. I remember Alan Cosgrove saying, like, it's crazy. He's like, you've got a business out of your garage, yet you're world renowned. And basically, I took every day was take one piece of action. That might mean pick up the phone or send one email. One thing is 100% more than zero. And so by taking those consistent actions, even if they're little, I built what's called positive momentum. And you could also build negative momentum. The less you do, the more that momentum works against you. It's like the less you do, the less you want to do. And so by having this kind of unspoken law in my mind at all times is every day when I wake up, I have to write something. And that writing might be on Facebook. It might be on, you know, one of the social channels. It might be a video, but every day I'm doing something that's moving me forward. It's putting points on the scoreboard. It's getting me towards the end zone. And so instead of waiting for perfection, that's kind of like a myth in your own mind, right? There's really no such thing as perfection. And so in turn, my advice is do something. Okay. And I remember learning that really hit home for me. It was in my early 20s. I was teaching at the time. I took my entire 2-week paycheck. I think it was about $1,500. And I bought VIP seats to the Tony Robbins Unleash the Power Within seminar. I would have been, if I was a third year teacher, like 24, 25.
That's amazing, dude.
Took the whole paycheck. And then I remember calling out sick to go to this thing, you know? And I remember Tony Robbins talking about getting into state. That's what he called it. And he said, hey, sometimes I'm not in the mood to do this work or that work. He's like, but you know what? I tell myself, just pick up the phone, make that one call. He goes, one phone call becomes three, three becomes six. And before you know it, I've forgotten about what mood I used to be in. And then I start doing this work and I'm making connections. And that to me has been one of the most powerful tools that I've been able to help others with. And the only way I'm able to talk about it is by doing it. It's like, I know that if, let's say, so you are my business coach, I'm in your business coaching group. And I always say to myself, I don't need 100 things to learn. I need to learn just one thing, one idea that can transform me or one experience. And so that's why I always recommend to people, you got to do one thing a day. You got to surround yourself with, you know, great people that inspire you and fire you up so that you feel like being a go-getter is normal, right? Because if you're around, I guess what we would otherwise see as normal people, most normal people would say, hey, you're crazy. Why do you need that? Why are you running that business? Why are you trying to do this? Just be happy with that. But nobody ever achieved anything great doing normal things, having normal effort, normal actions. Great. You know, greatness comes by putting in the greatest effort of your life every day. That's the bottom line.
Hey, you know, you do so many great videos and everybody should follow you on social media. And we'll talk about your socials in a second. But so many people are scared. They're terrified to do videos, Zach. So, I mean, you've been doing videos since the flip cam days.
Yes.
And yeah, you have great energy. But I mean, even when you started out in the flip cam days, you probably weren't great. So what did you learn? What would you recommend to people who are still scared to do the video? What can you say to people to get them so fired up and see that it's such a simple path that they take fast action and attract speed and success?
Well, there's a few things you got to realize. Number one, that every day that you hold back those things that you know can help others, you're stopping yourself from helping others. And the reason why you want to help others is because it's likely you went through this challenging experience or this tough time, and now you want to help others. So for me, I know what it's like to be depressed. I know what it's like to be so weak that you're the weakest kid in the neighborhood, weakest kid on the team. And so I took my past struggles and past pains and went on a mission. And every time you hold those things back, you keep them within and don't share them, you're stopping somebody else from getting the help that they need. And so don't worry about, in fact, I'll say this, people don't want polished, perfect videos in this day and age. They feel like they can't relate to it. So they're going to relate to you more if you just, quote unquote, keep it real and be yourself. That's always the best way and the easiest way. And if you stumble over your words and just say, whoa, got a little tongue twisted there. It doesn't matter. People want to feel like they can relate to you. So if your videos are so perfect and the lighting is so perfect and the angle is so perfect, they're not going to be able to relate to you. Your message won't really match what you're talking about. And so every day, put out one thing that can help somebody. That's 100% more than zero. And then what happens is it's like exercising your muscles. The more we exercise, the more consistent we are, our muscles get stronger. And now you get stronger with this kind of your fear and hesitation. And even back to my undergrad days in college, I remember just saying, okay, when it's time to present or when the teacher asks a question, you have to answer first. You have to present first. So you want to lean into those things that scare you, because when you lean into them and then you do them, you build strength. You build emotional and mental strength. You start to develop confidence. And then all of a sudden, you feel like, you know what? I'm not even afraid to speak on camera. I could speak in front of 5 people, 50 people, 100 people. You learn to do what's called commanding the room. And you could command the room from camera, command the room from being in a public place. And it's something we all have within us. It's just a matter of stopping that little voice inside your head that's like, oh, what about this? What about that? So what? So what if you make a mistake? At the end of the day, we still love you. You know, it's like I tell like the athletes I train with too. I'm like, if you do your best and you still lose, it's all right. We still love you. And, you know, they said, you know, the great coach from UCLA, John Wooden, said he never yelled at his athletes, but he always said, be honest with yourself. Did you give your honest best? Because you might have more points on the scoreboard, but if it wasn't your honest best, then you didn't truly win. And I think winning in life means you got to get it. It's okay to be a little bit scared, but lean into it, face those fears, and actually like embrace the imperfection. I certainly embrace imperfection with all of the things I do. And I feel better when it's not, I don't worry about it being perfect. I focus on the message I'm gifting to somebody else.
You know, it's pretty awesome there. And you know, it's funny what you said about if you stumble over your words, because I have this kind of famous stumble that I do. I used to say stuck and struggling, and I would say struggling. And now I've turned it into a word that so many of my readers and viewers actually parrot back to me.
Yes.
And it's just a great example of like, hey, just being totally honest. And I get so many people reaching out to me about my hair transplant that I put on my videos, and they're like, man, you're so real, and you do get a really, really great effect from it. So man, if I can make money talking about my freaking hair transplant on the Instagrams, anybody can make money.
I think it's great
advice and making that call to action. So that is super powerful. And I also 100% agree with the looking at it as daily practice and building that muscle. So how would you say that your videos have changed over time?
Well, I sometimes come across my older YouTube videos, and I remember hearing some of your feedback of your own videos, and you're like, oh, your voice sounded a little bit whiny, or the camera was too close to your face, and things of that nature. And that was how it was in those early days of a flip cam. It was before I had an iPhone. I had a BlackBerry, and I know you were a fan of the BlackBerry, CB. You were holding out. So those early days was a lot of the camera too close to the face. Even my voice may not have been as commanding would be the word I would use. And so what I learned to do was just speak to what the people need help with. Give them a specific solution to a specific problem. And then here's where things really turned the corner for me, CB. I paid attention to the comments, to the feedback people gave me. So I did not create what I wanted to just speak about. I listened to what people, their message was to me through an email, through any of the messages on the social media channels. And back then it was even MySpace. And so whatever they said they were struggling with, I wanted to help them. And so I took that as an opportunity to say, they're reaching out to me, telling me what they're struggling with. And so I need to create a video to answer those things that they're struggling with. And so that is huge. In fact, that was one of the biggest products that I created was, I remember I had injured my knee, my back, my shoulders were hurting, my feet were hurting. And so I went on this experiment of doing calisthenics only, and I would record every workout. I would record a little highlight or record a little instruction. And I went like 6 months of at least 5 videos a week. So at least Monday through Friday, oftentimes Saturday and Sunday. And what I did was, if I knew my schedule was hectic, on Monday, I would film a good amount and I stockpiled the videos so I could kind of time release them through the week. And then people started commenting and emailing. And so they basically said, Zach, can you outline everything you're doing with body weight? Because at the time I was in my mid-30s, and a lot of the people following and learning from me were in their mid-30s. And basically they told me, create this for us so we can invest in that product, because we're going through the same aches and pains that you're going through from those years of wrestling and heavy weightlifting. And so by listening to your audience, you get to learn exactly what you're supposed to say, exactly what you're supposed to be helping them with. And you know what? As your audience changes, their needs and wants and desires from you will change. So my early days were based on a lot of this strength and conditioning, just the training aspect. But then as I started helping business owners, a lot of people noticed, oh, Zach, where do you get all this energy from? Or how are you able to grow your business in an overcrowded market? Share with us your business strategies. Share with us your mindset with when business is going through downtimes. And so I could have said, well, that's not me. I'm a strength guy. And then what I learned was they helped mold me into the message I give today, which is the strong life.
Absolutely amazing, my man. So let's go to the second one, which is about investing in yourself, which my friend Grant Cardone says is the first investment that everybody should make. So talk about the power of that and what we should all be doing.
I learned this a long time ago when I was on the fence to purchase my first business course on how to run a gym, how to open a gym. And back then I had some heavy duty credit card debt. I think it was like 25 or 27 grand heavy credit card debt. And this program was $97. And I looked at the website for several days, multiple times a day. And then finally I came up with this little rule I was going to give myself, CB. I said, okay, if you're going to, and I remember using the word invest in this product, not spend the money, not an expense. I said, if you're going to invest in yourself $97, then the rule is you have to make a 10 times return of investment within 30 days. And that became not just a rule, but it became a little game with myself, a little challenge on like, okay, you're going to put money into that, then you have to take action. You're not allowed to let it collect dust, right? So now we have downloadable stuff. You can't let it collect internet dust. And so that was my first experience. And what happened was when I invested in myself, I began taking the information much more seriously. Now, this was at a time where information was more at a premium. We're talking, you know, 2001 or so. There was no podcast back then, you know, audio and even forums were non-existent. If you wanted to be inside of a forum and have access to somebody, you had to pay. But I knew that if I invested in myself, I was going to take that information much more seriously than if I called somebody up and they, you know, the old saying of, hey, can I take you out for a cup of coffee and pick your brain? Nobody values that information. And so when you invest in yourself, now you got skin in the game. Now it's like, I'm part of this, right? And that's why I even tell friends of mine, if they hop on the phone with me, I send them PayPal money. When people want to send me books or shirts, I go, don't send it to me. I need to purchase. I need to invest in myself. I need to buy it. And I think Grant Cardone may have been the guy that said, like, nothing is more expensive than bad information, than misinformation.
Yeah, lots of people say that for sure, man.
Yes. And so when you're investing in something, it's usually something that's of higher quality, higher value. Not to say that free stuff is not of value, but unfortunately, people don't take action. But with me, I look at everything as an investment, not just financially. For example, you and Bedros have your Empire podcast. And I remember listening to it in the early days saying, okay, you're going to listen to this podcast And then you have to have one piece of action. You have to have one big takeaway from every episode that Bedros and CB speak about, and then you have to take action with it. So when you invest, it's not just investing finances. We're talking about investing time, talking about investing effort as well. And that's why.
Yeah, attention. Most people don't invest in attention.
Yes. And so kind of, you know, my saying is nothing is free. We all pay in some shape or form. It's not just with money. You're paying attention. You're paying with effort. You're paying with time. All of these things can help us move forward, or if you don't take them seriously, they do not. And so today people are not putting a value on information, including the free information. Like I just spoke about your podcast, they might be listening to it while driving or taking a walk, but then they're like, wow, that was a great podcast. Well, you just invested your time and attention and effort and energy into it. Now you must do something with it. Turn it into some sort of a deal with yourself, some sort of a game where you've taken, you've listened for 30 minutes or 20 minutes. What's your one big takeaway? Now do one thing. Do one thing and you're, as I say, 100% more than zero. And now you're ahead. You're 100% ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes into our next point, which is the GSD. So talk about that and how valuable that is. And you know, maybe relate that back to the bodybuilding or to whatever, the wrestling or whatever it was that gave you that mindset, that growth mindset for life.
There's been a lot of experiences I've gone through in my life that have really inspired me and taught me to be an aggressive action taker. Wrestling for certain and for sure has shaped my life. You know, competing in bodybuilding and training and just pushing yourself to get results, it teaches you. You're going to get into it. You're going to get out of it what you put into it. So if you've got no effort and no skin in the game, you cannot expect some sort of dramatic results. But some other things that I've picked up that have been so simple yet so profound, you do it. You speak about waking up early. I started doing this when we moved to this little town. We live in a small beach town here in New Jersey about 10 years ago. But even before that, but 10 years ago, I started waking up at 5:30 a.m. My whole thing was, I want to wake up before the dogs even want to get off the couch. Because in that hour and a half before 7 a.m., I am going to have this 4, 5, 6 times greater efficiency of work getting done than once the kids are awake and then I'm taking kids to school. So I blocked out this hour and a half, right? Tony Robbins, back in the day, he called it your hour of power. And he divided it into, I think, 3 20-minute segments. He had a kind of like a physical, some sort of a fitness. He had the emotional / meditation. And then I honestly don't recall what the third one was, but I remember him talking about giving yourself, like the beginning of the day should be devoted to yourself. And so for me, I love getting my writing in and getting productive with the business. And I organize on a Sunday night. Sunday night, I map out Monday through Wednesday. Then on Wednesday night, I assess how Monday through Wednesday went, what did not get done, what's on the priority list. And then I map out Thursday and Friday. And then even on a Saturday and Sunday morning, I still wake up early. I wake up before the dog wants to get off the couch. I wake up before the kids and my wife wakes up, and I still get work done. Even if it's one thing, I'm already at 100% more than zero. And doing that work, then I don't have the guilt later on. So in the summertime, when I want to lighten up my work schedule and we want to go to, my kids want to ride their bikes to the beach at 12 noon, I don't have to worry about it. I already got a lot of work done in that hour and a half in the morning. Or if it's a Sunday morning, I worked and now I'm making them, you know, chocolate chip banana pancakes Sunday mornings with bacon. And it's like doing this work before the rest of the, you know, quote unquote normal world is up and at it. It's a very powerful feeling. And then of course it has, you know, it has the effect of the success you do each day, the things you're moving forward with. It has this powerful effect where it's a multiplying factor. It keeps adding on top of each other in a positive forward momentum way. Whereas if you hit the snooze button, then you don't start working until after things are hectic in the house. Well, now things are going to have building momentum in a negative manner. And that's what you don't want.
Yeah, I've always loved how, you know, I've seen you, succeed with having the kids and all the sacrifices that you've made. And of course, you're preaching to the choir here at Glory to Rise. I absolutely love it. Just talk about your passion for speaking in front of groups and where you're doing that these days, and then how people can find you on social media as well.
So what happened with speaking in front of groups is it goes back to that. I still remember having to do a presentation in college, and I was a freshman, and I was a very shy kid. I really lacked confidence. I even remember somebody saying, like, Zach, every time you walk through the hallway, you don't even look anybody in the eye. And so I said to myself, anytime I have to have an opportunity to speak in front of people, I am going first. And so I started speaking in the early 2000s. First event was at Ryan Lee's big fitness event, several hundred people. And I remember saying to myself, man, I feel so comfortable doing this because I exercised my speaking muscles in the college setting, then in the teaching setting, then running the gyms, and then speaking for Spartan in front of video. And they, you know, the producer, Marin, she's always like, Zach is so easy. He's one take, boom, he's done. And I said, you know what? I've done it thousands upon thousands of times. And so when I get to speak in front of people, whether it's an audience, fitness related or business related or both mind and body, the way I look at it is I'm going to get people to start doing one thing. They're going to learn one. They're going to get one big takeaway from me, and they're going to take one action every day, 100% more than zero. And it's that pay it forward model. If you ever saw that movie, they're going to learn one thing from me, then they're going to pass it on to one or two people, then those people will pass it on. And for me, it's really been a way of helping people avoid my painful mistakes in the past. So going through depression, lacking confidence, not being able to look people in the eye, and those things will hold you back in life unless you're going to face them head on. And that's what I encourage people is you must lean into them. So the thing you fear is very likely the thing you need to face and just charge forward head first into it. And then, you know, it's very ironic. I sometimes laugh. I'm like, man, it's funny because everybody laughed at me when I was starting a gym with, you know, equipment from, scrap yards and early days classified newspaper ads selling used gym equipment. But I leaned into those things. I knew that while other people were afraid of it, I'm going to take action. And so those things can help you whether you're an entrepreneur or not. They just make you better at life. And to me, that's what this is about. It's the strong life. It's mind, body, spirit, strong life.
It's amazing. So where do people find you on Instagram, Zach? Or whatever it is that you use the most.
Instagram would be great. Z Evenesh, Z-E-V-E-N-E-S-H. And then on our podcast, I've got the Strong Life Podcast, which is the longer podcast. I've got Strong Life Insider, also on Apple Podcasts. Those are the shorter ones. And then on Spartan Up Podcast, I host their Spartan Way. And that's also Spartan Way is also on YouTube. So it's video and audio.
Absolutely amazing. So Zach, if you were to leave us with one question that we were to ask ourselves every single day, so either when we wake up in the morning or when we're feeling down during the day or when we're ready to go to sleep at night, what's the one question that we should ask ourselves every single day coming from your voice?
I love it. I ask my question this all the time. At the end of the day, can the things I did that day inspire my family? So if I tell my kids, this is what daddy did today, does it inspire them? If I don't feel that story can inspire my family, then I need to do better. For those of our friends listening that may not have families, who is the most important person in your life? Usually it's somebody on your screensaver of your phone. So if you could share your story for that day with them, would they be proud? Would they be inspired? Would your story help change their life? If not, then you got to start kicking more ass. The way I equate it is we are writing the story of our own life and we are the authors. We hold the pen. So it's up to us to write our magnificent story of life.
Dude, that's amazing, my man. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's a really cool question. And I know that for sure today, because you've been on the ETR podcast, you're going to be able to say that you have definitely done something to inspire the family. So thanks so much for being on here, my man.
Thank you, brother. This has been awesome and an honor, CB.
Another crazy story from a guy who basically came up from nothing, right? You know, he grew up in Jersey, had family back in Israel, and, you know, bodybuilding in a small little attic, and very much like, you know, Arnold came from nothing and Tony Robbins came from nothing. And so many of us started off in modest means. So did Zach. But Zach gave you the three rules to start from nothing and get to something. You know, today, Zach is a very successful speaker. You can connect with him on Instagram at ZEbenesh. He's a very successful author. He has programs. He's a coach. He's a podcaster. And most important, he's a great husband and father to his boys. So if you want to learn more about Zach, make sure you follow him on the socials and then head over to iTunes today and let us know what you thought of today's show. Give us a little 5-star review and a little information, and then send me a direct message at Real Craig Ballantyne or email me at support@earlytorise.com. Let me know what you think. Do you want more interviews or more solo rants? Head over there and let me know. And then if you're like Zach, you'll probably want to be that fast action taker. You're that type of person who wants to show up every day. And what Zach did back in November of 2018 was he came to one of my Perfect Day workshops. It was actually one of my favorite ones. It was in the Empire Suite at the Westin Hotel in New York City. And we helped him build out a plan to dominate in business and in life, which he is doing today. So if you're like Zach and want to go to the next level, here's what to do next. Go to perfectlifeworkshop.com to apply to work with me at my next coaching event near you, or just send us a message there and we'll help get you into one of our phone coaching programs or online coaching programs to help you build the perfect business and live the perfect life. Just like Zach, you are unstoppable, and we'll see you soon.